Living with food allergies is difficult because once you've had an allergy attack, you have to act fast. All of a sudden, your throat starts closing up and you can't breathe. So you have to get a shot in your thigh called an EpiPen. When you put the EpiPen in your thigh, it gives your body a dose of medicine that will keep you breathing and alive. Then you have to call 911. Sometimes if the allergic reaction is really bad, you have to go to the hospital. Living with food allergies is a challenge for kids because you can't eat anything you want. For example, if your friend's mom bakes cookies and they look really good, but they have nuts in them, you can't eat the cookies because you'll have an allergic reaction. If you're at a restaurant, you have to be really careful about what you're eating. You have to ask the waiter what the ingredients are, and then he or she will ask the chef and tell you if the food is safe for you or not. Sometimes if they tell you the food is safe and you still feel nervous, but that's okay. It's good to feel nervous because that means you'll be more careful. A lot of packaged foods is processed in a factory that also uses nuts. A lot of ingredient labels say may contain traces of nuts. You have to be careful and have your EpiPen with you at all times. Did you know that it is the law to label food that contains common allergies? It's a chance you have to take if you want to be able to eat packaged foods. But you don't have to eat packaged foods or processed foods. You can eat all organic foods instead. Most of your friends may not have food allergies, or they might not be allergic to the same thing. If you go to the candy store and your friends get candy that has nuts in it, you have to say no. Then you don't get any candy, but there are over 100 candies that don't have nuts in them. It's also hard going to school when you have food allergies. Here's why. For example, if it's your friend's birthday and her mom bakes cupcakes and they have nuts in them, you don't get any of the cupcakes, but the rest of the class does. It can make you feel depressed and left out. And also, if there's nuts in the school lunch, you have to make sure the lunch ladies know that you have food allergies. You have to know the nurse at your school. She'll keep an EpiPen shot in the office at school so you'll be safe in case of an emergency. Trick-or-treating is a favorite thing for millions of kids, but if you have food allergies, you need to be really careful. When you get home from trick-or-treating, you have to sort the candy into piles of what you can and cannot eat. Then you can trade the candy you can eat with your friends for candy that doesn't have allergens in it. Did you know that 1 in every 13 children will have food allergies? Or that 15 million Americans have food allergies? But what it comes down to is that if a good support group, you can successfully manage your allergies and live a good life. You have to be smart and responsible. Food allergies can sometimes control your life, but if you're responsible and careful at all times, then you will be safe from an allergic reaction.